You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wausau Fire Department's EMT Division Chief, accused of stealing pain medications from the department, may have been using the drugs in the firehouse. The criminal complaint against Jared Thompson claims the 45-year-old was routinely accessing lockboxes containing fentanyl and hydromorphone, then disappearing into a bathroom. Co-workers say they would later find signs of drug use in the facilities, including bloody gauze and tamper seals from the containers. Another employee says he once saw Thompson mix a dose of fentanyl for a patient, then put the syringe in his pocket instead of administering the medication. Thompson is accused of 3 felonies for misconduct in office and 2 counts misdemeanor theft. He is free on a $25,000 signature bond, with further court action scheduled in October. Officials at Gas Buddy predict the average gas prices over the Labor Day weekend will be $3.15 per gallon. This would be 14 cents lower than last year and the lowest price at the pump on Labor Day since 2020. The recent jump in prices over the past month is because of localized refinery outages. However, drivers can expect to see prices drop as gas stations start to transition back to cheaper winter gasoline in mid-September. As the demand falls with the temperatures, gas prices will continue to cool. There are still some challenges with hurricane season and uncertainty over trade, tariffs, and Russia's war on Ukraine. However, officials at Gas Buddy remain optimistic that gas prices will continue their downward trend. Beaches in Wood County will remain open through the Labor Day weekend and will close for the season on Tuesday, September 2nd. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walking trails, remain open through October 31st. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is Wisconsin's flagship conservation effort. Established in 1989, the program funds land acquisition and helps expand access to outdoor recreation. Shali Pittman has more.
The program's roots are bipartisan. It's named for 2 former governors, Warren Knowles, a Republican, and Gaylord Nelson, a Democrat. Knowles Nelson was established in 1989. Since then, the state legislature has reauthorized the program several times, but it's not included in the state's new 2-year budget. Absent legislative action, the program's slated to end 10 months from now, on June 30th, 2026. Republicans and Democrats have separate proposals to continue funding before then. The Republican bill would fund Knowles Nelson until 2030. It requires the DNR to prioritize projects for property development rather than acquisition, and it restricts the acquisition of land in excess of $1 million. The bill's co-authored by Representative Tony Kurtz, who also serves on the legislature's budget committee. In one of those budget sessions earlier this summer, Kurtz said he wanted to make sure reauthorization was done right.
We've met with so many different stakeholders, so many different groups, so many fellow legislators on getting this done.
Yesterday, Democratic state lawmakers announced their own Knowles Nelson bill. Here's State Senator Jody Habesh-Sinikin, a Democrat.
I fear that the oversight process laid out in their AB 315 is simply unworkable.
The Democratic proposal would give the program $72 million a year. The bill would create an oversight board, which would sign off on projects that cost more than $2.5 million. The Democratic bill is circulating for co-sponsorship. The Republican bill was introduced in June and received a public hearing. I'm Shali Pittman.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The return of the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for game 3 of their 4-game series. The crew with another dramatic win, 9-8, last night over Arizona. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. 5 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing 3 runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I don't think I changed the intent on any game, you know, these last 2 or 3, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a three-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the Eighth Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift? Or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly 4 decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothy Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. "I just put a bunch of weight on," Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a shower early, then mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.